This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, more people are turning to local abortion funds to help pay for abortion and related travel. Some of those funds are struggling to mobilize to meet demand. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Donations to the Wild West Access Fund of Nevada have surged. Board member Lauren Beal says its weekly budget is up from $1,200 to $2,000.
That's huge for us.
But with a fivefold increase in requests for help, plus the higher cost of gas and airfare,
that wouldn't even come close to scratching the full financial need of every person that calls us.
It's not just cash these organizations are short on, says Gretchen Ely at the University of Tennessee.
They also have to have the human resource capacity
to answer requests, manage patient travel, and fundraise.
Or will they even be able to stay open at all because they might be fearing legal jeopardy?
These are big questions for organizations that are often run by volunteers, like the Wild West Fund in Nevada. Lauren Beal says it's budgeting to hire its first full-time staffer as nearby states like Arizona and Utah move to restrict abortion. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.